This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on Air official mobile app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees today through a video conferencing. He will inaugurate the Pune Metro section from the district court of Swargate, which will also mark the completion of the Pune Metro Rail project, Phase 1. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Swargate Katraj extension of Pune Metro Phase 1. Mr. Modi will dedicate the nation to Bidkin Industrial Area, a transformative project covering the expansive 7,855 acres under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program of the central government. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Solapur Airport. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and the actions will certainly have consequences. He said that while addressing the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the issues to be resolved between the two countries are the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and the abandonment of its long-standing attachment to terrorism. The External Affairs Minister criticized the neighboring country, saying that the Pakistan misdeeds have affected others as well, especially the neighborhood. He said that the Pakistan GDP has been measured in terms of radicalization and its exports can be measured in the form of terrorism. He observed that Pakistan is now facing its own karma and underlined that a dysfunctional nation coveting the lands of others must be exposed and countered. The External Affairs Minister said that the world cannot be fatalistic about the continuation of violence on a large scale. He said that whether it's the war in Ukraine or the conflict in Gaza, the international community seeks urgent solutions. He stressed that terrorism is antithetical of everything that the world stands for and all of its forms and manifestation must be resolutely opposed. He also opined that the sanctioning of global terrorists by the UN should not be impeded for political reasons. The Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, along with his family, visited the goddess Padmavati temple in Tiruchanur of Tirupati district in Andhra Pradesh yesterday and paid the preceding deity. It was given a traditional welcome by the temple priest and the Chief Justice was also presented with traditional garments by the executive officer of Tirumala Tirupati Devasanams. The Chief Justice, who was also on a two-day visit to Tirupati, will have the darshan of Lord Venkateshwara at Tirumala today morning. National Investigative Agency yesterday conducted searches across Amedebeda area of North Bastar district of Kakar region of Chhattisgarh in connection with the killing of Indian Army personnel by terrorists of band CPI. Several locations belonging to 11 suspects were extensively searched by the NIA teams during the crackdown of Useli, Gumjir, Badaveta, Omar Kumta and Abeda villages. And that is the end of this news bulletin.